It's going to be nice and warm again today. Normal high 19. We'll be pushing 29 degrees. So perhaps it's time to calm down with all the Halloween decorating, the pumpkin spice orders. Just how about a cold one or even a margarita when you get home from work today? And a barbecue perhaps. It was just another beautiful evening last night. Man, no wind. It was hot out. And I know it gets darker a lot sooner. By 7:30, the sun's going down. But making the best of these warm days here before perhaps a soggy weekend. Lots of extracurricular activities already underway in the evenings now, too. You have high school sports like volleyball and soccer underway, practicing for high school football, more games this weekend. And over at the Cooperative Center, still a lot of drop-offs for kids' hockey camps. The Real District will be hopping this Saturday alone with the usual Cooperators traffic at the rinks. There's also a farmer's market in the morning at 9, the Psychic Fair in the Trade Center, the party in the park before the football game at Mosaic. And besides football, the Brand Center Saturday night Keith Urban concert sold out. So the Real District really pushing you to use ride shares, take the bus to the game. Generally expected to be a nightmare looking for parking, if that's the choice you make. But can't say there's nothing going on this weekend in Regina, that's for sure. And this warm spell is helping the harvest. The fields and back roads are definitely alive with machinery moving across roads. You got to be careful. Look out for our farming community. Long hours on the combine. Trying to beat the rain coming this weekend, possibly. But I thought I'd get a little perspective how harvest is going from Brian Andrew, who farms north of Craven. I met Brian a couple weekends ago when I was on location at Shine On Auto on Rochdale there, just off Rochdale. He came up, introduced himself, and I said, hey, I got to give you a call, check up on you. And sure enough, here's this morning, I got Brian on the phone. How's the weather this season affecting the old crop yields, my friend?
Well, our summer was a little cooler, so the crops are a bit delayed, but the yields are good, and we've had a warm stretch now, so we're getting some harvest done.
Yeah, this stretch of hot weather has got to be good for the harvest that's a bit behind. How are you feeling? Are you thinking, okay, we got a soggy weekend coming up, you got to make some hay here?
Yeah, we'll do as much as we can until it rains and shuts us down, but I only worry about the weather when my head's wet, so we won't worry about rain until it happens.
So what crops are you harvesting this morning, and how are they looking?
We are working on wheat, hard red spring wheat. The quality is very good, and the yield is above average. So
good to hear. Have you had any challenges with equipment or even labor this year, or has it been going smooth?
Pretty smooth. There's always a few breakdowns and little things, but nothing major. So pretty normal so far this year.
I bet in your head as you're on the combine, you're kind of comparing this year's harvest to past years. What are you thinking?
In terms of yield, I think we're above average. Market prices are down a little, so that's you know, softening our bottom line a little bit. But all in all, it's been a pretty good year. I think we're headed for a decent year.
You farm north of Craven. Have you spoken to any other farmers in the community, and what are their yields like, and what are they talking about?
Yeah, I've talked to some friends and neighbors, and hearing other things, it sounds like about the same. I think it's you know, decent yields and a little bit delayed, but pretty normal all in all.
And as you harvest and toil on the farm, Brian Andrew, is there anything you wish more people understood about harvest season?
I think people understand, but if they don't, just understand how busy we are and how hard we're working to get the crop in.
What keeps you motivated through these long days and hard work of harvest?
I just enjoy the work, and it's a fun job when it's going well, and there are always challenges, but I'm sure everyone faces challenges in their job, so I enjoy the work.
Do you need any extra help? Because Evan Bray, you know, he does this radio gig after I'm done, but at the same time, he likes sitting in a grain truck. You need him?
Well, tell him to give me a call.
When you're in the combine, what are you listening to? Do you got some go-to music besides listening to my show, of course?
Once your show's over, then we turn over to Jack FM and listen to the good music on it.
Oh, you're a classic rocker. Well, that's okay. You're keeping it within our company. Across the hall is Jack 94.5. That's cool. What's your go-to snack? I ask everyone who's on the combine what that is.
Well, I take a whole bunch of stuff, but usually the best of my day is when the potato chips come out. So, and whatever flavor is in the bag is good for the day.
Do you have that moment where you shut it down and the meals are brought out to the field?
Sometimes. Generally, we roll through meals. We bring our own food, but sometimes we do. The odd time, we stop and have a sit-down, and that's always enjoyable.
What's your favorite part of harvest, Brian?
just seeing the work done at the end, like the accomplishment of a good field that's been, you know, that we farmed and the nature work, Mother Nature worked out and we worked out, and it's just good at the end. So it's nice to see that sense of accomplishment.
Pretty sweet. So when do you hope to be done by?
Well, we're headed probably the end of September, early October. We should be close to done if the weather cooperates and everything. So, which is pretty normal, as I was saying before.
Well, Brian, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to catch us up, and the crop report from the Combine is much appreciated.
Oh, thank you.
A lot of laughs at the Toronto Film Festival, where they honor John Candy with this brand new documentary. It's produced by Ryan Reynolds, who never actually met John Candy, but he was a huge fan.
I loved John, and I felt like he brought people together in really interesting ways. I mean, he brought my own family together in interesting ways. I mean, when we would see a John Candy movie, we would all be sitting together. And that's unusual for a star like him to have an audience that can be little kids and grown-ups, and everybody's getting the same amount of enjoyment.
Gus Polinski, Polka King of the Midwest.
Del Griffith, Director of Sales, Shower Curtain Ring Division.
Yeah, so many great movies with John Candy. Who doesn't love Uncle Buck?
Take this quarter. Go downtown and have a rat gnaw that thing off your face.
I think if laughter's the best medicine, John Candy had to have been Canada's pharmacist, because, man, every movie he was ever in, he made you smile or laugh at one point. And this has kind of been the opus for our conversation this morning to win free tickets to Keith Urban. Is what is the one comedy that guaranteed to make you laugh? I'll bet it stars John Candy at some point or another, but there are plenty others. You don't have to pick a John Candy movie, but this is your last chance. If you haven't already entered, share with me your first and last name. And what's the one movie that you absolutely love to watch over and over? Sherry McGregor texted in, said, "Greg, number one, I enjoy listening to you every morning. Thank you, Sherry. And I really like Bridesmaids," she said. That is an awesome movie. Great pick, Sherry. Rita from Maple Ridge. Oh, here's another good one.
Human resources lady.
It's Pam.
I'm sorry. Well, Pan.
No, my name is Pam.
Are you saying Pan or Pam?
I'm saying Pam. Yeah, I'm sorry. Who is this gentleman sitting behind you?
Hello, Ms. Lady.
Step Brothers. Oh, such a good one. Last chance. What's your favorite movie that's a comedy that you love? 1-877-300-7275. Well, some of you may already have seen Globe Theater, some of the productions there, and recognize what a beautiful theater it is. But the last little while, it's still been working with a little construction going on, but it's completely done now. And this weekend, Globe Theater is celebrating. They've got a gala Friday, open houses on the weekend. Joining me now from Globe Theater is Heather Irvin to tell you all about it. Thanks for being here, Heather.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here.
I know it's taken 5 years to get there, but what is now known as McCorkadale Place, newly renovated. Maybe just explain to those here in Regina that wonder, McCorkadale Place, the building had another name prior, right?
Yeah, so the building was historic Prince Edward Building and is now newly renovated with two brand new theater spaces. McCorkadale is the wonderful McCorkadale family, and it's important to them that the city continues to invest in arts and culture and sports and becomes and stays a place that people want to live. So investing in the Globe Theater, this iconic renovation, was really important to them.
Let's go back to the beginning of this build. It literally was gutted, wasn't it?
Yeah. So our architects at P3A call it the Great Pumpkin Project. Historic building, the historic facade, the Tindlestone that is so beloved in the prairies, remains the same. But everything inside the building has been gutted to create new purpose-built cultural space. Before, everything was sort of retrofitted and squeezed into the pre-existing building. And now, the only theater in the round in the country, has been built out, so there's more leg room. There's more room for theater magic. We have a catwalk that goes around the entire theater space. We have a trap room, the Lisa Mitchmuller trap room, which is below the stage, which creates opportunities for things to appear and disappear. There's really so much more room for theater magic.
Heather Irvin's my guest from Globe Theater. So it has been running. The magic of theater has been ongoing. We've seen plays in there already.
Yes.
So why a gala now?
Well, now we're finished. This past season, we were only able to do 4 shows. We were working alongside construction, so our artists and everyone were intrepid in their work. Now it's finished, it's complete, and it's an opportunity for us to thank the community and for the community to come and enjoy and celebrate. So to really celebrate and to show her off in all of its beauty. McCorkadale Place is one of the most accessible and state-of-the-art cultural facilities in the country. And we're really proud of that. We're proud of the work that we get to do on the stage. And I always say that the staff at the Globe Theater, we're just the caretakers for the next generation. And this is our job now, is to show off the work from the people before us. So we stand on the shoulders of visionaries who had this dream for this theater. And we are so grateful to be the ones to steward it to its opening. And we want everyone to be a part of that.
GlobeTheaterLive.com has tickets for the gala on Friday night, but you're opening the doors Saturday and Sunday to the public. Is this free?
Yeah, most things are free or by donation. We have tours sort of every hour that we're open, so 10 to 4 on Saturdays. We also have our architects at P3A are doing an architectural and history tour, so you can really get to know all of those amazing stories and things they found in the walls and all sorts of other things. We also have open rehearsals for the master plan by Michael Healy, and our artistic director, Jennifer Bruin, is directing it. So you get to sit in and see her work. We also have an opportunity for you to come and sit on the main stage on Saturday night, have a cocktail. We'll have some props and set pieces from prior productions that you can, you know, get your photo taken with. We have some scripts if you want to do a scene on stage, have your moment on stage. We have a drag show on Saturday night, and on Sunday there's a Q&A with our artistic and executive directors in our lobby. You can have a drink and ask them any questions you have about the upcoming season, about the building as a whole, or theater in general, whatever you want to ask them.
It really is a Globe Theater weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It sounds super fun. Hey, Heather, what is one of the weirdest things you found in the walls there during construction?
We found a lot of receipts, receipt books.
What?
People's invoice books hidden in the walls.
No kidding.
The building's been the post office. It's been City Hall. It's been RCMP holding cells. It's been a mall. It's had various stages of renovations at every one of those places. So there's a lot of mysteries that unfolded as we unpacked those walls.
So no Phantom of the Opera like skeleton in the wall to haunt Globe Theater moving forward?
No, just the ones we put on stage ourselves.
Excellent. Production's coming up. Master Plan, as you mentioned, is the first one. And we got a Christmas Carol, I think, Frozen in the new year, right?
Yeah. And theater school.
What's theater school?
So we have theater school classes for youth as young as 4 all the way up to adults. And on Saturday, there's free classes you can try out, but you can register your youth or yourself for the year.
Heather, thank you so much.
Have a great day, Greg.
Well, there's still a dream. The Chapel Rome will sing that for us live in Regina sometime in the new year. She promised to come after her song Subway referenced Saskatchewan. We'll wait to see if that happens. I think it's going to happen, but not this year. I think sometime, maybe spring, sometime in the summer next year, I think she'll live up to her promise of coming here. Incidentally, that song Pink Pony Club has been a song that Keith Urban's been covering. It is our latest tour, and he's here Saturday night. Of course, sold out. I've got free tickets all week long. I promised a couple of pair to give away. Lots of you shared your favorite comedies. It was a lot of fun here this morning, being reminded of movies that I'd forgot about and were so funny. And let's see here. Frank has taken everyone, put them in the hat. The grand prize winners are, 1, pair of tickets going to Sherry McGregor, who had said Bridesmaids was the funniest movie that she returned to. Sherry, congratulations. You're going to Keith. And Caleb Ritter chose a Paul Rudd movie, Role Models. It is a good movie, as his favorite comedy. Caleb, Sherry, off to see Keith Urban for free. And if you are like cursing me now that you didn't win, well, Curse no longer. I promise we'll do it again tomorrow, okay? Two more pair tomorrow morning for Keith Urban sold-out concerts. Harvest is just rolling across the prairies right now, trying to go as hard as you can before what might be a soggy weekend. It's only Wednesday. Forecast could change, as it always does, but Harvest is gaining ground in this weather. And Premier Scott Moe in China right now, trying to make nice, bring relief for our farming community when it comes to canola, peas, and pork tariffs. It was a retaliatory move when Canada slapped 100% tariff on Chinese EVs last year after the U.S. did, but committed to a review within 12 months. And at least yesterday, we seemed to get a little hope from Canada's ag minister that lifting the tariffs on Chinese EVs is at least part of the review.
So every decision that we make as a federal government, we want to ensure that we're not jeopardizing a situation that could be even broader.
It would just seem so easy to just say, okay, it's off. Just do it already. But nothing yet. A lot of people talking about the news that dropped from Apple yesterday about the new iPhone. The iPhone 17, five new colors. It sounds cool.
The front screen is ridiculously scratch resistant. The cameras on the back have a lot of megapixels. And you can zoom in up to 8x. That's iPhone Air. It's thin, light, made with titanium, and has the power and guts of a pro. Quick question. Are we team landscape or portrait selfies? Doesn't matter, because the front camera automatically fits all your friends in the picture without having to rotate your phone. Cute. The rear camera is a beast. It's like having four lenses in one. No, that's not FaceTime. She's recording the winning shot and her reaction to it at the same time. And it has an all-day battery with clutch fast charging.
And fast charging means in 20 minutes. And maybe the coolest new offering of them all is this AirPods Pro 3 live language translation feature. Your iPhone displays their words in English. So you just use this simple gesture towards your earphones and then translation begins. Like you walk into a flower shop in Spain, you can't understand.
Translating Spanish.
Hola, bienvenida.
Hi.
Hoy todos los claveles.
Hello, welcome. Today, all the red carnations are 50% off.
That's what you would hear in your earbuds. It doesn't just translate individual words either. The meaning of each phrase is translated for you. And when you need to talk, you just speak naturally.
I'd love to take some of these to my sister for her birthday. I'll buy 8, please.
And with that, your phone would display your words in their language and would even read it out loud if necessary, too. But nonetheless, in Canada, Apple's going to charge anywhere between $1,600 all the way up to $1,800, depending on what model you'll get. And they're out next Friday.